Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Something from Dave Barry today on The Good Stuff.
I got to share this right away before we even get started. So this honeybee is sitting in a bar talking to the bartender, and he says, "Take it from me. Stopping to smell the roses feels like work after a while." Okay, go ahead.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit Valentine and Cherry County, Samuel R. McKelvey National Forest, Fort Niobrara National Wildlife Refuge, Valentine National Wildlife Refuge. Lots of public land down here for you to take advantage of, and some hiking and those kind of things. Lots of hiking trails as well. You can find more on visitvalentine.com.
Just a side note, the wildflowers are looking absolutely beautiful right now, so it's a great time to be around the Heart City. Tri-State Livestock News. Now, I'm talking serious, folks. They are your trusted source for all things ranchers, all things agriculture. They know, they're connected, and they keep you connected. Make sure you connect with them with Tri-State Livestock News. That's TSLN.com. Get your subscription coming today. It's what ranchers read.
The Difference Between Men and Women by Dave Barry. So let's say a guy named Fred is attracted to a woman named Martha. He asks her out to a movie. She accepts. They have a pretty good time. A few nights later, he asks her out to dinner, and again, they enjoy themselves. They continue to see each other regularly, and after a while, neither of them is seeing anybody else. And then, one evening, when they're driving home, a thought occurs to Martha, and without really thinking, she says it out loud.
"Do you realize that as of tonight, we've been seeing each other for exactly 6 months?"
And then there is silence in the car.
Now, to Martha, it seems like a very loud silence. She thinks to herself, "I wonder if it bothers him that I said that. Maybe he's been feeling confined by our relationship. Maybe he thinks I'm trying to push him into some kind of obligation that he doesn't want or isn't sure of."
And Fred is thinking, "Gosh, 6 months?"
And Martha is thinking, "But hey, I'm not so sure I want this kind of relationship either. Sometimes I wish I had a little more space so I'd have time to think about whether I really want us to keep going the way we are, moving steadily towards, I mean, where are we going? Are we just going to keep seeing each other at this level of intimacy? Are we headed toward marriage, toward children, toward a lifetime together? Am I ready for that level of commitment? Do I really ever know this person?"
And Fred, of course, is thinking, "So that means it was, let's see, February when we started going out, which was right after I had the car at the dealer's, which means, let me check the odometer. Whoa, I'm way overdue for an oil change here."
And Martha is thinking, "He's upset. I can see it on his face. Maybe I'm reading this completely wrong. Maybe he wants more from our relationship, more intimacy, more commitment. Maybe he has sensed, even before I sensed it, that I was feeling some reservations. Yes, I bet that's it. That's why he's so reluctant to say anything about his own feelings. He's afraid of being rejected."
And Fred is thinking, "And I'm going to give them a look at the transmission again. I don't care what those morons say. It's still not shifting right. And they better not try to blame it on the cold weather this time." What cold weather? It's 87 degrees out. And this thing is shifting like a garbage truck. And I paid those incompetent thieves $1,000.
And Martha is thinking, "He's angry. And I don't blame him. I'd be angry too. I feel so guilty putting him through this, but I can't help the way I feel. I'm just not sure."
And Fred is thinking, "They'll probably say it's only a 90-day warranty. Scumballs, anyway."
And Martha is thinking, "Maybe I'm too idealistic, waiting for a knight to come riding up on his white horse while I'm sitting right next to a perfectly good person, a person I enjoy being with, a person I truly do care about, a person who seems to truly care about me, a person who is in pain because of my self-centered schoolgirl romantic fantasy."
And Fred is thinking, "Warranty? They want a warranty? I'll give them a warranty. I'll take their warranty and stick it right up there."
"Fred?"
"What?"
"Please don't torture yourself like this," she says, her eyes beginning to brim with tears. "Maybe I should never have. Oh, dear. I feel so..."
"What?"
"I'm just a fool. I mean, I know there's no knight. I really know that. It's silly. There's no knight and there's no horse."
"Horse? What horse?"
"You think I'm a fool, don't you?"
"No," says Fred, glad to finally know the correct answer.
"It's just that I need some time."
Well, you're going to have to tune in to the next edition of The Good Stuff tomorrow at this same time on this local station to hear the remainder of that story. So tune in again for The Good Stuff.